Yes, and recently, just to add to this, when we were in Sedona, we believed, we talked to the group about crystal forests under the earth. Think about that terminology for a few moments. Crystalline forests. Now, there have been areas where people have opened up into large crystal caves where there would be literally spears of crystals that could be, let's say, 30, 40, 50 feet in length, yes, and in quite large diameter, so that if a person was standing next to them, it would look like they were standing next to a fallen tree, all right? These exist. But even more than that, there are forests, what we call literal forests of crystals, in certain parts of the earth. Those who live inside the earth, and again, earth is multidimensional as well, and earth is occupied by, let's say, ephemeral beings, dimensional beings, solid beings. Everything your science has taught you is up for redefining and for expansion. So there are beings who would guard and safeguard these particular areas, and these areas would could be used to catch, let's say, certain cosmic radiation, to store it. Remember, crystals send and receive information. That is one of their tasks. That is why your radios, when you developed radio and transmitters and all these things, you had little crystal structures in them. Now you have your silicon chips, which are crystals that run all of the modern technology, and the human body, yes, when you go down to certain levels to look at it, it is crystalline in structure. So one could say you are a tuning device. You send, we've also called the human body a code reading device, that you can live in it and love in it and eat in it and have babies in it and then travel and enjoy the sensual, tactile world. Where at the same time, you are a finely tuned mechanism that can pick up and receive cosmic information. When you put your attention on it, as your ancestors did, you begin to literally consciously know what you are sending and receiving. Today, most of humanity operates from what we call the subconscious, or the unconscious mind, which is indeed larger by frequency than the conscious mind. So, you are always sending and receiving. You will, yes, pick certain things up. You mentioned the dragons. The dragons are what would be called multidimensional creatures, creatures of the imagination, but creatures that have been on the planet. If you travel around the world, you will see that cultures that have been separated by oceans and distance, etc., etc., they all have mythologies of the dragons. So where are they? Did everyone imagine the same thing at the same time? Can you imagine that over the course of Earth's history, that there have been many creatures that have been here, lived here, and then where did they go? Do they die off, as your scientists say, or do they become extinct? Or is it that their quality of life and time is finished, and they slide into another dimension for a while, and then they can slide back whenever they choose? Nothing is ever finished. Nothing is gone forever. You follow this? Anything else, Jim?
Yes. Part of, you've come here for the codes, the master numbers. And so when I was feeling the gold in the earth, I was wondering if gold is a real key to what is discovered during this nanosecond. And or the crystalline structures, have you at this point, since we're in the third phase now, come to a point where you're finding your own agenda coming to fruition, where you are finding the master numbers and the codes? Does that happen through us, that you discover them?
All right, let's see if we can elucidate on this a bit. Early on, people asked us why we Pleiadians are here.